Along the Thread of Our Inner Sincerity by Adyashanti, from his essay, The Indispensable Qualities of Awakening. Sincerity is a word that I often use in teaching to convey the importance of being rooted in the qualities of honesty, authenticity, and genuineness. There can be nothing phony or contrived in our motivations if we are to fully awaken to our natural and integral state of unified awareness. While teachings and teachers can point us inward to the peace beyond all understanding, it is always along the thread of our inner sincerity or lack thereof that we will travel. For the ego is clever and artful in the ways of deception, and only the honesty and genuineness of our ineffable being are beyond its influence. At each step and with each breath, we're given the option of acting and responding both inwardly and outwardly, from the conditioning of egoic consciousness, which values control and separation above all else, or from the intuitive awareness of unity, which resides in the inner silence of our being. Without sincerity, it is so very easy for even the greatest spiritual teachings to become little more than playthings of the mind. In our fast-moving world of quick fixes, big promises, and short attention spans, it's easy to remain on a very surface level of consciousness without even knowing it. While the awakened state is ever present and closer than your feet, hands, or eyes, it cannot be approached in a casual or insincere fashion. There's a reason that seekers the world over are instructed to remove their shoes and quiet their voices before entering into sacred spaces. The message being conveyed is that one's ego must be taken off and quieted before access to the divine is granted. All of our ego's attempts to control, demand, and plead with reality have no influence on it other than to make life more conflicted and difficult. But an open mind and sincere heart have the power to grant us access to realizing what has always been present all along. When you are earnest, you're both sincere and one-pointed. To be one-pointed means to keep your attention on one thing. I found that the most challenging thing for most spiritual seekers to do is to stay focused on one thing for very long. The mind jumps around with its concerns and questions from moment to moment. Rarely does it stay with one question long enough to penetrate it deeply.